Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you'll enjoy this one, because we're going to examine Boris Johnson's claim that he's thinking of serving, yes, three terms as Prime Minister. So, yeah, we're going to examine the delusions of Boris Johnson. But before we get to that, remember, if you enjoy this, hit the like at the end of the podcast. And if you want to actually support the work we do here, please consider buying me a coffee, link below, either that way or going to Donor Box, link below, or going to the shop and buying a Pure Blood badge or a Pure Blood t-shirt, links below as well. Right, let's get to it, shall we, and Mad Boris. So, despite his party having two massive by-election drubbings on the same days, on the same day, last week, as you recall, last Thursday, Boris says he's thinking actively about staying much, much longer in Downing Street. Yeah, much, much longer. So he said, will I win, he said, of a 2024 poll? Yes. So he's going to win in 2024. And then asked if he'd still like to serve a second full term to 28 or to 29. He boasted, well, look, at the moment, I'm actively thinking about the third term and, you know, what could happen then. But I will review that when I get to it. Asked what exactly he was thinking about, he told reporters during the Commonwealth Summit in Rwanda, quote, about the third term, you mean this is the mid-2030s? So, okay, that's what he was saying. Now, since then, there's been an attempt on some fronts to roll back. Apparently, he was just kidding. He wasn't just kidding. But that's because this has triggered a reaction amongst conservative backbenchers who see the prospect of being wiped out in 2024 looming on the horizon. And the man that leads them is talking about being prime minister in the 2030s. So what does this say? Well, I think it says several things. Several points can be made on this one. First of all, it speaks to the delusionalism of Boris Johnson, which is only all too evident. This is a guy who seems happier when he's out posing in Rwanda or Kiev than when he's in the United Kingdom. And that's because over there, for example, given all the billions of our taxes he's lashed on Zelensky, well, they love him in Ukraine. They've made him an honorary Cossack, haven't they? And in Rwanda, he gets to go and preen and posture on the international stage. Same with the G7 conference as well. Everything he does is outside the UK because that's the only place he feels comfortable. I think instinctively, he doesn't feel comfortable anymore in the UK. So there's that. I think the second thing is it does speak to the decayed state of this prime minister. He's only been prime minister since essentially the very end of 2019. So he's only been really in office 2.5 years, you might say, he's been PM. And it's obvious that, I mean, he's run out of road because he's not connected to the British people. That's why the British people keep punishing him at these by-elections. And he doesn't see that as being punishment. He thinks that he's still lovable, cuddly, eccentric Boris, and that people, you know, will eventually realize that he is the only choice. But he's not. He's really not. And for his own party, he's not the only choice. And the only reason he's prime minister at the moment, I believe, is they haven't settled on the person who would constitute a better alternative. Now, you might say, well, there is no such person. And I would agree with you because the Conservative Party is shot. It's absolutely toxic. After all these years in power, I don't believe it deserves to be in government at all. But if there was such an individual, then I think Boris would be given the boot very, very quickly. I think another thing, this whole thing about my second and third term that he's talking about indicates is it's an arrogance as well, the arrogance of power. You know, Boris Johnson is just, as I said to you the other day last week when I was talking about him, he is this kind of will-o'-the-wisp character who kind of came from London Mayor and swept in the back of his Brexit promises to number 10. And since then, he's done pretty much nothing about Brexit. Brexit's a farce now, by the way, in case you hadn't realised. And I'm not particularly interested in Brexit. I'm more interested in the fact that this Prime Minister we have, he's the guy that did more to take away our freedoms than any Prime Minister in the history of the United Kingdom. That's indubitably the fact. He, with his restrictions, his lockdown, his mandatory vaccines, all of that stuff, the mandatory IDs, all of that stuff that he imposed on us, he demonstrated that he's just a globalist puppet. And the next one that follows will be another globalist puppet as well. So in the greater scheme of things, whether it's Sir Keir Starmer or Boris Johnson, you're going to get exactly the same policies, because in truth, they are exactly the same people. And the same would apply to Ed Davey of the Liberal Democrats as well. These creatures that operate in Westminster, they're all the same. Don't fall for the fact that, oh, they're radically different to each other. No, they're not. That's only superficial. And, you know, when it comes down to it, for example, as we saw during the COVID time, they all supported that which was done against us. So that's all you need to know. You shouldn't have to think further than that there. But I don't know if Johnson will survive 2022, to be honest, because whilst he's imagining he may be in power in the mid-2030s, I think he could be gone by the end of the year, because this latest faux pas, and it was a faux pas, no matter how he tries to explain it, has gone down like a lead balloon amongst his own MPs. Because I would imagine a lot of them are thinking, well, if our Prime Minister is so detached from reality, how can he possibly reconnect with the British people in time to make the next general election anything other than a massacre from our point of view? And that's a good question. The answer is that he can't. I don't believe Boris Johnson can connect anymore. Now, I heard people talking about, we need to bring back the old bubbly Boris. There never was an old bubbly Boris. There was a posturing Boris who, for one moment in 2019, synchronized with the mood of the Brexit nation. And since then, if you remember, since he allegedly got COVID-19, he's been completely changed, and he looks completely detached. He looks disheveled. He looks someone who's just not on top of his game. He looks a political leader who isn't the leader. He's just taking instructions from higher ups. And therefore, you know, the fact that he has these delusions is just symptomatic of the problems that face the Conservative Party at this point in time. Thank you so much for listening.